We're joined on the line by our cricket correspondent, Eamonn McLaughlin. Eamonn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Myers.
Sun shining today, but not so much yesterday.
Not so much yesterday. Torrential rain coming down. Started off lovely yesterday, but some torrential rain came down, which forced the abandonment of two games. However, the two games that were completed was the important one yesterday at Beechgrove, the one I was at. Brigade, Dunamana batting first yesterday in a restricted over game, restricted the 35 over. Dunamana getting 117 for 5, and they bowling Brigade out for just 96, so a massive one that for Dunamana yesterday. Big, as I say, top of the table class that one was yesterday, and low scoring game, but Dunamana came out on top.
Yeah, that's an important one because you know it's like, I suppose one could say that the bigger teams are going to beat the smaller teams in general, but it'll be won and lost, I presume, with competition among the top three, four, or whatever.
Yeah, the top three, it looks like, Miles, even at this early stage, that's Dunamana, Brigade, and Coleraine. And just going on to Coleraine yesterday, they played Brady in a real thriller down at Coleraine. Coleraine managed 151 for 9. Their professional rushing sold us top scoring there. And Brady were on the brink of their first one of the season. They were 148 for 8. They just needed 3 runs with 2 balls left of their 40 overs. And unfortunately, they didn't get any runs off it and lost by 3 runs. So an important one for Coleraine, but Brady will be really kicking themselves to be so near, but yet so far yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose, would one be expected to get the 3 runs from 2 balls? Obviously,
well,
yes.
The fact that they had 2 wickets still left, there was a bit of pressure on, obviously, the batsmen, but they could really have took a charge in that one, knowing that they had still 2 men to come in. Mm-hmm. But I never heard exactly what happened, but I know they didn't get any runs of the last 2 balls, which is a bit of a disaster, really. You should be able to get 3 runs of 2 balls with 2 wickets in hand.
Mm-hmm. The other 2 games abandoned, Eglinton against Strabane and Ardmore against Drummond. What's going to happen next there?
Well, they're going to have to be rearranged within 15 days, whether that be next Sunday or whatever. The one problem with Drummond is they don't play Sunday cricket, so they're going to have to play that Ardmore game Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, which won't be ideal. The other one, Eglinton and Strabane, that'll probably be arranged for a Sunday, possibly next Sunday, but no firm decision on that yet. But they have to be played within 15 days.
And do you retain home advantage?
Yes, you do retain home advantage. It's not like the Irish Senior Cup where you have to reverse the fixture. No, you still will have home advantage in those 2.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's look at the Championship. How did St Johnstone do yesterday?
Yeah, I'm afraid another bad day for them. They travelled to Ballyspallan and were beaten quite easily yesterday. Disappointment for them. They haven't had a victory at all this season. Talking to young Macbeth here today, and he got 25 not out yesterday. Young Jack Macbeth, only a young lad of 16. So something promising coming through, but still they won a game, so still struggling, ways. But continually bring these young boys through is what it's all about.
Well, that's what it's all about, and I suppose if even they're a benefit to some other club, they're good for themselves and good for North West cricket.
Well, that's it, exactly. Young Ryan, as we know, has gone to Brigade to sort of further his education and hopefully push on to get Irish international honours at the under-19 level and then maybe full international playing at the top level. And St Johnstone can do that. They have another couple of young promising lads there. But they need a result, mate. They definitely need to get a victory because the heads will go down if you continuously get them beaten.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn our attention to the action on Friday, Interprovincial T20.
Yeah, trophy. Big result for the Northwest.
Yes, tell us about it.
Yeah, the Northern Knights were playing up at Cumber, and the North West batted first. 131 didn't look a massive score, but it was too much for the Northern Knights. They only managed 119, beaten by 12 runs. But a great performance for the North West, especially Stuart Thompson. He bowled for Ireland A during the week and picked up 11 wickets against the MCC, and he was at it again yesterday. He picked up 4 or 5 wickets yesterday, on Friday, and top scored as well. So very good result for the North West and Belfast on Friday night.
So we'll come back. There's more action Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, but Irish Senior Cup on today as well. 2 North West teams involved.
There is indeed, yeah. 2 difficult draws, although they are at home. Eglinton are playing the holders. Warringtown are probably, well, obviously the best team in Ireland last year and unbeaten this year. And I'm afraid Eglinton are really, really suffering. Batting first, they're 37 for 7, the last I heard, which is a real disaster, and they're obviously going to bow out. The other game is at Fox Lodge. Strange to be seen, it's only about 3 miles from where I am in Strabane, and the sun has been bleaching down all morning here and all over the northwest today. But Fox Lodge hadn't started their game. It was due to start at half 12. They hadn't started their game at 5 minutes to two. Their umpires were having a look again. All the rain that came down yesterday has done more damage to their ground, obviously, than anybody else's. And they were having a look at 2 o'clock. I've no doubt they will get started, but it's a late start there, Miles, but against a very, very, very good Dublin YMCA side.
Okay, and that brings us to the North West Premiership. A couple of games down for decision. Strabane playing Brigade and Dunamane against Brady. Fairly high-powered games.
Yeah, they are. I'm at the Strabane game. Beautiful, good crowd here, beautiful conditions, as I said. Strange decision made by Strabane skipper Ryan Gallagher. A day like that, he asked Brigade to bat. He won the toss, but he put Brigade on the bat. Now, this looks an absolute peach of a wicket. It's certainly one that you would have wanted to have a thought to bat it first on. And I'm afraid it's backfired on them. Brigade currently 207 for the loss of just two wickets after 40 of the 50 overs. And they got off, Strabane got off to a good start because they had David Barr bowled by Aaron Gillespie without scoring. So there was only 8 on the board when they lost their first wicket. They didn't lose their second wicket. There was 116 on the board. And that was up to Kerr Hussein, who scored 66. Young Ryan Hunter batting at number 3. He's currently 84 not out. And he's joined by their professional, the West Indian, Danza Hyatt, who's already on 50 not out. So a massive, massive score Strabane are going to be facing. Missing Peter Gillespie today as well, which is not a help because he's their main batsman, obviously. So Brigade very much in the driving seat in this one. Started at 12 o'clock. 207 for two, and we're on the 41st over. And just going on to the other one, 1 o'clock start up at Dunamane. Dunamane obviously on a roll after yesterday playing Brady. 64 for one after 12 overs was the last I got from Dunamane. But we'll have further updates on all these four games later on in the programme.
Okay, and you mentioned cricket coming up during the week on Monday again, and Interprovincial Northwest Warriors against Leinster Lightning. I suppose that after that good victory for the Northwest Warriors against the Northern Knights, it gives them confidence to take on the Leinster team.
Well, it does, but they have to be in top form. They've been a very, very strong Leinster side. The Leinster have, 7-8 internationals probably fielding tomorrow. That game actually taking place here where I am today in Strabane, 10:45 start in a 50-over game. And then Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, the same two sides will be playing each other at Brady in a 3-day game. So a lot of cricket for a lot of these boys. I was talking to Andy McBrien and a couple of others. In actual fact, but next Sunday, they'll have played 15 days cricket in a row. So that's an awful lot of cricket for some part-time players. Andy McBrien, obviously, is a full-time professional out with Ireland. But some of the other lads aren't like that. And some of them will have played 15 days cricket solid.
Will there be many changes from the team that will be playing on Monday compared to the team that will be playing for the 3-day Interprovincial?
There might be a couple of changes. I haven't seen the announcement for the 3-day side yet. But they made one change for the 50-over game. Tomorrow, Danza Hyatt is playing tomorrow, the Brigade professional who's here. So they have brought on Orion Williams, and Egerton Pro is out of the side for tomorrow. But there'll probably be a couple of changes for the 3-day game, but the majority of players will be still the same players that will play in the 1-day game and the 3-day game.
And how will part-time players be able to get the full week off to play?
Well, some of them can't play, really, because Andy Britton's a typical example. He played on Friday night at Cumber. He was due to play tomorrow against the Leinster Lightning, but through work commitments, he can't get off. But the majority of them are able to get off now. It's lucky enough. But employers must be very, very generous, because it's a difficult thing to let players off for so long. But they love their cricket, and employers seem to be very, very understanding.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose if they want to, you know, get on to the bigger scene, if they want to get to try and make international status, they have to play these type of games, because I'm sure that's where the selectors are to see how good they are.
Absolutely, they have to play in these under-provincial games. That's where the stage is, and if you can do well in them, you've always a chance of pushing on. I know club cricket counts for quite a lot as well, because obviously people do look up and see exactly what's happening in the North West and the Northern Union and the Leinster. But when you come up against the different interprovincial sides, that's when you have to produce the goods, and then you can possibly look towards international recognition. So it is important that they're available to play in all those interprovincial games.
And you mentioned professionals with the various clubs. They're obviously allowed to be selected as well.
Yeah, you're allowed to, and some clubs are reluctant to let their professionals play for obvious reasons in case they get injured, and that means that they're lost to their clubs. But the North West seem to be very understanding. North West clubs don't, to my knowledge, have any objections to their professionals playing in the interprovincials. And of course the professionals love it, because that's what they're here for, opposed to sitting around and waiting from Saturday to Saturday. They love to be involved in games midweek, so not a problem for the North West certainly. But I think maybe the Northern Union mightn't just, all the professionals might not just be available, but we're lucky enough down here the clubs are understanding and releasing.
And would they tend to go for somebody good with the bat and somebody good with the ball?
Yeah, all rounders really, if it can be. Dan Zahid can bowl as well as bat. He got 2 wickets at Cumberland Friday, so he's one of the players can do both, although primarily he's a batsman. But they would look for all rounders if possible. And Orion Williams, Eglinton Pro, similarly paid, he's an all-rounder. That's what they really like to have, somebody to bowl, somebody to bat. And they've got them at the moment.